This message especially goes out to Bear, wherever you're at now. Thank you for calling Growth Instigator Hotline, where we instigate growth one call at a time, where we utilize antiquated technology to deliver 3-minute leadership lessons every day of the week. This is message number 44, and I am Aaron Havens. I guess my tone needs a bit of explanation. Poor Bear. I'm guessing I was in the fifth grade. Our small farming cattle town in eastern Colorado would have Crowley County Days. This was the happening event of the year. I'm talking a parade and a carnival. Watch out, we're big time now. And do you know those booths where you fling a softball at plates and if you break a certain amount and you get a small stuffed animal and you can eventually trade that in for a stuffed animal the size of a Volkswagen? Yeah, that one. Yeah, I signed up to be the assistant at this booth so I could save up enough money to buy me something real nice. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I work crazy hours and I watch my friends walking by having a blast and I'm thinking, you jokers, I'm making money and I'm getting ahead. My check was going to be more money than I had ever seen. Well, Bear saw how hard I was working. And so on Friday night, the last night, he said, I'm going to let you off early. Go enjoy some fair time. Come back tomorrow morning and I'll pay you before we leave. Famous last words, right? Yeah. So Saturday morning, I jump out of bed and I went to get paid. And you guessed it, the entire carnival was gone. An empty park and empty dreams of what I could buy. Isn't that sad? Like, I still feel sad for little naive Aaron Havens. This was a time that I was going to put off instant gratification and it backfired on me. So what do you do when the thing you work so hard for doesn't pay off? As a company, we know that even if we don't get this contract, we end up with additional people and companies in our network. As a company, we know we have to be in it for the long game. What do you value as gratification or payoff? It can't just be about instant gratification. If you're in it for just the money only, you'll never see the benefits you expect it to have. You need to have a broader perspective. The lesson I learned that sad summer in Ordway, Colorado was worth way more than a couple $100. At least I got some street smarts that day. So here's a question to reflect on. What is something you're counting on to pay off right away? And what if it doesn't happen? How can you be in it for the long game? Thank you for calling in today. Tune in tomorrow for a fresh new topic at the sound of the beep. Say, even if I'm played by Bear, I'm in it for the long haul.